Good morning, it's 9:30. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, and this is the live read of the Green Valley News. Mark DeGroft with you. Thank you for joining me this morning. Sorita Green Valley weather for the day. Plenty of sunshine, high near 85 degrees today. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low of 55 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, a mainly sunny sky, high of 88 degrees. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Current humidity is 22%, cloud coverage 2%. Winds out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 and 41 tonight. And sunset 7:03 and 51 seconds. Currently 71 degrees in Green Valley. Let's go ahead and get started. The Green Valley substation has welcomed a new commander. The Pima County Sheriff's Department substation of Green Valley has a new commander. And goodbye, Lieutenant Rodriguez. Hello, Lieutenant Bernstein. Lieutenant Bernstein, 40 years old, is replacing Lieutenant Courtney Rodriguez, who was recently reassigned to Internal Affairs Division after nearly 2 years in Green Valley. Bernstein, a father of two teenagers, and married, will celebrate his 20-year anniversary with the Sheriff's Department in October. He grew up on the northwest side of Tucson, attended Marana schools, and earned an associate's degree from Pima Community College. His father and uncle worked as federal corrections officers, and 1 month after turning one, Bernstein went into the academy, knowing he'd prefer to be on the outside rather than inside a correctional facility. I didn't necessarily want to be in a jail dealing with only criminals. I wanted to be out on the streets helping people that aren't necessarily criminals, he said. After spending time on patrol in the Foothills District, Bernstein joined the DUI unit. It was a blast. I became a phlebotomist. They call us DUI experts because we go through the field sobriety schools and things like that. I was a drug recognition expert doing evaluations all of the time in field sobriety schools. I really learned a lot, and I got to go all over the country for really fun conferences. Learned a lot of stuff. Never thought I'd learn as a police officer, Bernstein said. After that, he spent 9 years in the traffic unit, which investigates crashes. While with the unit, Bernstein said the sheriff sent him and other deputies to Northwestern University Center for Public Safety in Evanston, Illinois, to become accident reconstructionists. The class was half cops, the other half civil engineers. We learned how to take the markings on the road and tire problems and really figure out how fast everybody was going and who caused this, he said. I did that a really long time. I learned a lot, saw a lot of terrible, terrible things. In that unit, we investigate things from hit and runs, a misdemeanor, all the way up to second-degree murder. He left the unit as a detective and then became a sergeant and found himself in Green Valley working the night shift. I was here for about 7 months and I didn't meet a single soul. Everybody's in bed, Bernstein said with a laugh. After that, he spent time back in the DUI unit and in community resources. After promotion to lieutenant, he oversaw school resource officers, spent time leading the community engagement team, and then went back out on patrol in the Foothills Division. Having worked with Sheriff's Auxiliary volunteers in Tucson, Bernstein said he's looking forward to getting to know Green Valley's contingent. The SAVs are a completely different group of people with a completely different mindset towards volunteerism and how they do things. I fell in love with them and they're coming down here, and the welcome that I got when I came down here was just incredible, he said. In fact, Supervisor Steve Christie and his liaison, Doug Kenyon, the Green Valley Council, and the Santa Rita Fire District have all been extremely sweet, he said. I couldn't ask for a better welcome. Bernstein wasn't given any special directives while he was assigned here, he said. Mission one is to serve the people of Green Valley, Amato, and Aravaca. Bernstein said. And toward that end, he said he hopes residents will take full advantage of a new system that was rolled out about 7 months ago by the PCSD. Whenever a resident calls the sheriff's department for help, they'll receive text messages and emails while their case remains open, he said. They will receive messages that deputies are on the way, how to obtain reports, and when detectives have been assigned to their case, he said. But they'll also receive a survey at the end, he said. The survey will ask questions about how you felt our deputy did. Were they polite? Were they professional? Did they look into your case the way you wanted them to? Was their response time good? And then there's a little section for notes to say what you thought, anything you want, he said. Every Monday, he'll see those surveys. I'm looking for two things. One, I'm looking for negative dealings. I'm looking to see if something went wrong or if there's something I can do to fix it, he said. But I'm also looking for positive comments. What I'm hoping is that you'll consider responding with a thanks or a deputy so-and-so did incredible. That could lead to a memo of appreciation or even a commendation. He said he needs resident input because deputies are notorious for not bragging about themselves. When he's not at work, Bernstein spends time with his family, golfing or exploring new restaurants. He's quite a foodie and has already been checking out with Green Valley officers. Although he could retire once he hits the 20-year mark, he has no intention of doing so, Bernstein said. He wants to become a captain. I'm always trying to do what I can to keep doing better for the community here and do the best I can for this department, he said. I know that I'm doing well by getting that new badge or getting that promotion, that is. And that's one of the ways I rate my own career. Well, as the population of Sorita grows, so do the number of collisions, but town and police officials say that they're doing their best to mitigate them through road designs, traffic devices, and policing. According to Town of Sorita records, the number of crashes within the town limits jumped from 328 in 2022 to 392 in 2024, nearly a 20% increase. The top five crash sites were Rancho Sorita Boulevard and Sorita Road with 63 accidents, Sorita Road and Nogales Highway, 61 accidents. Nogales Highway in front of Walmart, 54 accidents. Abrego Drive and Nogales Highway, 38 accidents. And Old Nogales Highway and Quail Crossing Boulevard had 35 accidents. Paul Burton, the traffic signal operations manager for the town of Sorita, said that they're in the middle of several projects that he hopes will ease the traffic flow in the town. A right turn lane has been added to eastbound Duval Mine Road at Abrego Drive. And once the striping is done, crews will begin to create a new entrance into the Ross Shopping Complex, Burton said. The new entrance will be between Culver's and Pizza Hut, but first crews have to remove some of the concrete median on the Duval Mine Road. The intent is to prevent traffic from backing up into the through lane, trying to turn into the shopping center. They'll have another entrance that'll probably hold another 20 cars, he said. Staff is also working on making traffic flow better near the entrance to Walden Grove High School. They've put up vertical delineators to prevent drivers from making dangerous U-turns just past the entrance, Burton said. Historically, students driving eastbound have been bypassing all of the other students waiting to turn left into the high school, going past the intersection, stopping suddenly, and then making a U-turn in front of westbound traffic, according to Burton. Virtually every car in town is trying to get through that intersection in a 15-minute period, and the road actually narrows from four to two lanes just a few hundred yards beyond that intersection, Burton said. So these inexperienced drivers are dealing with making a U-turn against high-speed oncoming traffic at a place where the road is narrowing and our stops are kind of unexpected for most people. There's a lot of opportunities for sideswipes to happen right there. I would just prefer they wait a little bit and make the left-hand turn in a more safe manner. Burton said a left-turn signal will soon be installed, and during the school hours, the arrow will be green so the drivers can make a protected turn. During the rest of the day, it'll be flashing yellow arrow. Drivers will turn when they deem it safe. A left turn signal will also be going in at Suarita Road and South Desert Gem Lane to help ease traffic going into Suarita High School, Burton said. There are a lot of factors when determining if new traffic control devices or new road designs are necessary, he said. They include congestion, speed, and the number of collisions. And residents' complaints are often a red flag, he said. Anytime I get a lot of complaints, that tells me something is going on, and then I have to investigate to determine whether or not traffic controls can make it better. There are situations where traffic controls either won't make a difference or will actually make things worse, and I say that because people always think that traffic signals make traffic flow better. As a matter of fact, they don't always, because really what traffic signals actually do is create delay. But, Burton said, new traffic control devices can also contribute to collisions. In December of 2022, the town opened the extension at Old Nogales Highway and Quail Crossing Boulevard. Town records show that from January 1st of 2023 through November 22nd of 2023, there were 17 crashes at that intersection, compared to a handful of all of 2022. A lot of the crashes we had at the Quail Crossing intersection were the result of it being different, Burton said. It was a matter of perception, largely. People thought it acted differently just because the lights were there. And matter of fact is, it was still the same two-way controlled intersection it's always been. People were making some assumptions about what the other drivers were going to do. In 2024, the number of crashes at the intersection fell to 10. Suarita Police Department Sergeant Jairo Tadeo, who once headed up the traffic's unit, said distracted driving, crowded roads, and speeding caused most of the crashes in Suarita. I think the main one is just overstimulation for drivers. As time has progressed, technology's advanced, and now these cars have all these bells and whistles. They have all these safety features, which is great, but in my own opinion, it overstimulates drivers to where they focus on these different things that are going on the dashboard, Tadeo said. Drivers nowadays also expect to become too reliant upon those same safety measures. They expect the lane departure feature to kick in if they drift or while texting, or they rely solely on their backup camera instead of looking over their shoulder while backing out. And over-reliance on the backup cameras have led to a lot of crashes at Walmart and Sprouts, Tadeo said. Since Suarita's demographics trend young, Tadeo said parents are often distracted by their children while driving. So on top of us having our phones to distract us, now we have the kids with tablets and like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, hey, fix my tablet, Tadeo said. He also said the town is doing a good job trying to keep up with the growth, and he's glad about the improvements being made by Suarita and Walden Grove High Schools, but the town can only build roads so fast. Thankfully, Tadeo said officers don't see a lot of road rage. I think for the most part, as a community, we're all pretty cognizant of the same daily activities. Everybody's aware that between 7 and 8:30 in the morning, there's drop-offs at school, so everybody kind of has an idea, all right, give myself a little extra time, most of the time, Tadeo said. Suarita's also been fortunate in that there haven't been a significant number of fatal crashes, but people need to realize today's crashes are much more expensive because of all the electronics, Tadeo said. Now you can't just replace little parts and put putty on it and send it out to get it painted. You have to replace parts for thousands of dollars, he said. Suarita officers do their best to enforce traffic safety rules and are thankful for grant funding from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for special deployments, things like solar power message boards and education initiatives, he said. It's 9:44 here at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Pima County has plans to improve a Green Valley residential street after parking complaints led to the discovery of added benefits while looking for a solution. The County Department of Transportation began studying Retorno de Anza, a one-mile horseshoe loop off of Camino del Sol in Desert Hills 3, in December, after residents complained about RVs, trailers, and other vehicles parked for extended periods of time on the shoulder. At that time, PCDOT Deputy Director Joseph Godoy said Pima County didn't have anything specific to RVs in its parking code. He did say RVs and other vehicles parking in county rights-of-way was a countywide issue and that the department hears a lot about it from residents who often request no parking signage. He said the county currently addresses issues when there's a safety concern since it isn't in the county's code. But the county's December study did find safety concerns from vehicle parking along the western side of the Retorno de Anza Horseshoe, where the bulk of RVs and vehicles were located. Pima County DOT Traffic Safety and Analytics Manager Mike Hendricks said there were some intersection site distance challenges found during the study. So we did want to go ahead and make sure that that was taken care of, he said. But that corridor, there hasn't been any reported crashes when we did our study. PCDOT looked for collision incidents from 2019 through 23, with Hendricks saying there's a lag for data getting into state files. PCDOT plans to add no parking signage to the entire 1 mile length of Retorno de Anza, but Hendricks said that PCDOT took a holistic approach during the study and decided to also add additional street markings that will create a shoulder, buffer, and double line center divide. When we looked at the entire corridor, we wanted to do a couple of things, Hendricks said. One was to go ahead and respond first to the community's concerns, but then look at it as part of the bigger network. He said Retorno de Anza is a wider road, so PCDOT's plan is to integrate it better with Camino del Sol to access its wider shoulders as well. What we found was that this would be a good opportunity to go ahead and provide some connectivity for people who are walking or biking or using golf carts to Camino del Sol, Hendricks said. We know the Green Valley is a very active community. We wanted to go ahead and help facilitate that activity. PCDOT will use striping for a 5 to 6 foot shoulder with a 2.5 foot wide buffer between it and the two travel lanes. The buffer wouldn't be protected, meaning there are no vertical barriers separating the shoulder from traffic. Hendricks said the buffer is an extra wide striped area with hash marks, similar to ones made on Calle de las Casitas near the GVR West Center. By separating motor vehicle traffic, giving them a little bit of distance, it helps, Hendricks said, about making the road safer. It also makes them feel a little more comfortable riding a bike or even a golf cart or just walking because you have that little bit of separation. Adding a double line and divide between travel lanes will also add to narrowing the roadway for traffic, which could provide increased safety. We've also found that in some locations that making the lanes seem narrow makes people want to go the speed limit or slow down, which is something that's a big concern in the community and is a big concern countywide, Hendricks said. PCDOT's next step is to set up the work order for Retorno de Anza, with Hendricks saying residents will soon see crews spray paint markings where striping and signs will go. Hendricks expects that the project will wrap up sometime within the next 2 months. Well, five teenagers were arrested last May after Suarita officers said they caused $1,500 in damage at Walden Grove High School. They have been charged. Suarita Town Prosecutor Rona Kramer said that the five males, all now 19 years old, are facing misdemeanor criminal damage and criminal trespass charges and have been issued a summons to appear in court. The teens are accused of egging school property, writing obscenities and racial slurs on buildings and sidewalks, and plugging doors on May 8th of 2024. At the time of their arrest, three of them were Walden Grove students, one was a Suarita High School student, and the fifth was homeschooled. The Pima County Attorney's Office declined to pursue felony charges in the case, and Kramer began reviewing evidence in August. She asked SPD for additional evidence over the months as well. In an email to a reporter on Monday, Kramer explained why the case took so long to get to court. This thorough review is required under the ethical rules, and the Arizona Supreme Court has recently published an opinion regarding the discipline of suspending a prosecutor from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office for 2 years from the practice of law because she did not thoroughly review body-worn camera evidence. She reviewed 7 videos when there were over 140 videos and other items of evidence in a 15-person prosecution, Creamer wrote. Well, there's still a possibility that a Roadhouse Cinemas could end up saving the Desert Sky 6 cinema. Last week, the town of Sorita took to Facebook to drum up public support for Roadhouse Cinemas to purchase a theater, which closed in January. However, ROI Properties disclosed the property has already been purchased by an investment group and that a deal is in escrow. On Monday, Scott Cassell, director of operations and part owner of Roadhouse Cinemas, said he was aware the property had already been sold. "We are definitely aware of it, and the people who bought it are coming to us to work with them," Cassell said. "We don't know if we're going to do it yet or not, but the person that's buying is going to buy it, and we'll do what he wants with it. We'd prefer to have us in there." Jack Weiss, who's a commercial associate with ROI Properties, said last week that the investment group is in the process of doing due diligence, meaning they're having the building's roof, structure, and electrical systems checked out. They're also investigating zoning ordinances, he said. Cassell said he hopes to know more about the sale of the building by mid-May. His company, which has theaters in Scottsdale, Tucson, and Colorado Springs, is looking at other properties as well. "I think of all the ones we're looking at, Green Valley is the top one on the top of our list," he said. "The theater has a Green Valley address, but it is in, actually, the town of Sorita." Desert Sky 6 closed in January after 25 years of operation. It had been in receivership since October of 2024. The 18,000-square-foot building was listed at $1.35 million. 9:52. County Administrator Jan Lesher filed a memo on April 23rd updating the County Board of Supervisors on Hud Bay Minerals Copper World Project east of Green Valley and Sorita. A synopsis of the memo and other updates on the project follows. Copper World is planned to be open 4 pit mines with Phase 1 lasting 20 years, Phase 2 an additional 20 years or more. The project site would be visible from Green Valley and Sorita. The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, ADEQ, issued HUDB its aquifer protection permit on August 29th of last year. It's air quality permit on January 2nd of this year. The latter was the final major permit required for the development and operation of Copper World. Hud Bay now is focused on completing a feasibility study, which is expected to be completed in the first half of 2026. Hud Bay's decision on whether to proceed with the project is expected once this study is completed, according to Lesher. There have been no indications the company would not proceed. Excuse me. On January 31st, advocacy group Save the Scenic Santa Ritas, Pecan Orchard Owner Farmers Investment Company, and advocacy group Center for Biological Diversity filed an appeal seeking to revoke ADEQ's approval of the air quality permit, claiming it fails to adequately control air pollution from the mine and ignores the air pollution likely to result from Hud Bay's use of Santa Rita Road, an unpaved road that bisects the Santa Rita Experimental Range and serves as a direct route to the mine site. An informal settlement conference, March 27th, was successful, according to Lesher. Formal hearings are expected in a few months. As noted in the appeal, the air quality permit doesn't cover areas outside of the boundaries of the Copper World project, including the dust associated with traffic on Santa Rita Road. The comments the county submitted to ATEQ on the draft air quality permit included a request that Copper World develop a dust mitigation plan for Santa Rita Road in coordination with Pima County Department of Environmental Quality, since the road and utility corridor are outside of the draft permit area and increased fugitive dust from increased Copper World traffic might contribute to air pollution. In response, Hud Bay convened a Santa Rita Road Dust Mitigation Working Group kickoff meeting on February 11th. That included ADEQ, PDEQ, and Pima County Department of Transportation, the town of Suarita, the Arizona State Land Development Department, the University of Arizona Santa Rita Experimental Range. The meeting scheduled included how dust from Santa Rita Road was affecting each of the invitees, as well as potential short and long-term solutions to address it. A long-term solution could be paving that road. If UDBA were to pave the road, the county would be willing to maintain it, Lesher wrote. As a short-term measure, UDBA plans to treat Santa Rita Road with a dust palliative, for which they have already received approval from the ASLD. A spokesman told the Green Valley News that UDBA began grading the road in early April, and the dust suppressant application began in mid-April. PDEQ Air Compliance will monitor the road and dust conditions prior to and after the dust suppressant application to assess its effectiveness. On March 31st, staff of County Administration, PDOT, and PDEQ met with SSSR and Suarita Town Council member Kim Lisk to discuss the issues related to the increased dust along Santa Rita Road, including statutory limitations for unpaved roads and speed limits. SSSR emphasized the county staff that the wildlife and conservation must be considered should the paving project actually move forward. The county received a lighting complaint from a Green Valley resident on February 13th. Lesher said there are two excessive bright lights that appear to be coming from UDBA's Copper World site. The complainant alleges that an infringement on the dark sky requirements and the potential that nocturnal wildlife would be impacted. Mining is exempt from Pima County lighting requirements, but PDEQ provided the complaint information to UDBA. UDBA responded they will explore options, including shielding the lights to mitigate impacts. We have a plan in our comprehensive state-of-the-art lighting plan in place before night operations begin on a regular basis, UDBA wrote. A component of Pima County's opposition to the Rosemont Mine project on the east side of the Santa Rita Mountains was in effect on the water supply to Davidson Canyon and Sienega Creek due to the mine pit depth intersecting the water table. The resulting pit would create a regional evaporative sink in the watershed with the potential to permanently reduce or eliminate perennial flow. And that will take care of the reading of the Green Valley News for today. I thank you for listening. My name is Mark DeGroft, wishing you a very pleasant day and reminding you that you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona programming anytime on demand or on your listening device or on the Sun Sounds app. Have yourself a wonderful day. Take care for now. See you next Wednesday.